You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. Today is the first day of fall. Usually that means a turn toward the holiday shopping season, which will look very internet-y this year. In a new survey from consulting firm Alex Partners, 45% of people said they plan to shop mostly online, a 15% jump from last year. Meanwhile, Deloitte predicts a 25 to 35% jump in e-commerce sales this holiday season. Now, this surge might seem like good news for retailers because at least it's shopping, but it's also going to be an enormous headache. Marketplace's Mariel Segura reports.
Let's say I buy my mom one of those robot vacuums for Christmas this year. Don't worry, Mom, no spoilers here, just a hypothetical. It'll be cheaper for whichever retailer if I buy it in a store. Because if I do it online, generally...
we don't pay any more for that product to be delivered to our house.
Rod Sides at Deloitte says we have all come to expect free shipping.
For me, if I get to the end of a shopping cart and I see a shipping charge in there, I'm likely to abandon the order because I can go somewhere else and I can include it in the price of the product.
But shipping isn't free for retailers. They have to pay people to take my mom's new vacuum off the shelf, pack it, and get it to my house. That's going to be even more expensive this year. Because of the pandemic, we are expecting a huge jump in online orders, and it's more than shippers can handle. John Bono is a managing director at Alex Partners.
These residential delivery companies don't have the trucks or the capacity to handle all of these orders.
So UPS, FedEx, and the U.S. Postal Service are all tacking on surcharges for business shipments this holiday season, ranging from 20-something cents to a few dollars per package. That's going to cut into retailers' profits. And this is not just about cost. Retailers also need to make sure they can actually get these packages to customers by the holidays. So they're renting warehouse space, turning stores into fulfillment centers, and trying to get you to shop earlier.
That means that you may see more promotion, more holiday sales earlier this season than in years past.
So instead of waiting until the day after Thanksgiving, they might start offering Black Friday-esque deals in October. I'm Mariel Segura for Marketplace.